this is a super unique idea for a one-woman show. Can you just kind of give us the skinny on it?
Well, the skinny is, this is a story about a woman whose background is that she was sexually and physically abused by her father from infancy. And the setting is that she's now in heaven and is not pleased at all about what heaven ends up being like. It's not anything what she expected. And she speaks to the audience very honestly, openly, and graphically about her life and the things she's learned from it.
So, considering that, I mean, what do you want the audience to really get out of this? Is it okay to laugh during this performance? I mean, tell us a little bit.
Well, when I was writing it, yes, it's okay to laugh. In fact, if you don't laugh, I will be worried about you because it's a very difficult subject to talk about. And the character's name is Eudine Morgan. And Eudine doesn't pull any punches because she doesn't need to couch her words or anything because, as she says, what's the worst that could happen to me? I'm already in heaven, so what are you going to do? And so, yes, laughter is good, and it's not meant, but the funny parts are not meant to make light of the subject at all. It's just that laughter and crying are often two sides of the same coin. So, yes, please, please laugh.
So, you know, you're an award-winning singer. You've got this successful singing career. How do you incorporate that into the performance?
Oh, that, you know, it's so funny, Patrick, because the music, there is music and a soundtrack to this, and it was like an afterthought. Like, after I started working on the play and finished the play, it occurred to me, oh, maybe we should put some songs in here just to go from one scene to the next. And so it was like a very quick turnaround from the time I wrote the songs to the time the CD was done, maybe like 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick turnaround. So that was a lot of fun. And plus with songs, you can just present like a basic idea and the audience can supply the rest as they're listening. The way the music sounds can put them in a certain mood or get a mood across. So, yeah, it was so much easier once I added the music to it.
How do you want this play to ultimately be remembered? You've got the music in there. You've got this amazing story. I mean, what do you want people to kind of take away from it, you know, a couple of years from now, if they went and then they're looking back on the whole performance? How do you want them to feel about it?
You know what I want? I want people to be quoting some of Eudine's little nuggets, you know, like there's one phrase that she uses in the play that it ain't what you done lost, it's what you got left. And my sister sent me a greeting card years ago when I first got divorced, and that was what was on the front. It ain't what you done lost, it's what you got left, and it was attributed to Anonymous. So I kept that card thinking that it's an awesome way to go through life, and I'm going to do something with that one day. And that's how that phrase got in there. So if I could get the people from the audience to lead and then remember those little nuggets that are in the play that Eudine says, I'd be satisfied.
What do you think you've learned during the writing and, you know, performing of this?
Oh my God. That is the hardest question to answer. It's weird. You know, I've never written a play before. And yet I feel as though Eudine is a real person. And as though she were completely separate from me. And so it's like I learned things from her. This woman who speaks so honestly and forthrightly about these ghastly things that happened to her. And yet is able to look back on it with a bit of philosophy and laughter thrown in. Is so strong to me that I wonder how I could be like that. And that's crazy because I actually wrote the part. But I do wonder, how can I be like you, Dean? And just be this person? I don't think I am. I think I do a whole lot more bitching and complaining than you would do. I find myself thinking, now, Eudine would not say that. Eudine wouldn't act this way. She would say this or do that. Have I learned from it? I don't know. I guess time will tell, but that's what I would like to learn from it.
What was it like to work with Donnie Betts? It's hard because, I mean, you've written, produced, and performed this, so, I mean, how hard was it to kind of take direction from somebody else?
My biggest fear was that a man wouldn't be able to understand what Eugene needed to say, and that he might be scandalized or by some of the things that she says, especially when she goes into graphic detail about the sexual abuse and about her own body, and how she decides to end up using them. But I found out that Donnie has like 9 sisters. He was the only boy in the family and was pretty much raised by his aunts. And so that went a long way. I relaxed right away after he told me that. And taking direction from him was easier because of that. And I don't know that I could have taken it from any other male. And plus, there were certain things that I definitely wanted to have in the play. And he's very laid back. He's not bossy, you know, or aggressive with his viewpoint. He's just gentle and makes a suggestion. I think he knows my personality. He just makes a suggestion. And then I gradually come around to his way in some of those things. But he's a really great guy. He's really laid back, and I love working with him. He's got a good eye and a good ear and a good memory, too.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone's walking by the theater, the Cherry Lane Theater, and they see the, you know, the marquee or the sign, Slut Energy Theory, and they're like, oh, what's this? It's kind of interesting. And they kind of like want to walk in, they kind of don't, and you're right there, and you see that look in their face, and you can kind of sway them to come in. What do you think you'd say to them?
I would say to them, don't let the word slut throw you off. You know, don't let that stick in your craw. Come on in, and the word slut is used tongue-in-cheek, so please come on in and get to know Eudine. That's what I would say, because that seems to be like the bugaboo, you know. Oh, you use the word slut, and I've had certain theaters say, well, we could do the play if you would change the name of it. And I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. So don't be thrown off by the word slut. Come on in. Now.